The Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis. In this
world, it's just us. What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 44. It's your girl, Just Living Baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You tune into the Just Us Podcast.
And today we have two handsome black young men on the couch with us. Please tell us your name, where you from, and what you do.
Hey, yer, my name King Malik the Boxer. I'm a professional boxer, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
It's your boy, Valley Muscle. I'm from Pacoima, California. I'm a fitness professional, and I'm a high school football coach.
Okay, we love to have the talent here.
Thank y'all
for being here. You guys look nice.
Thank you.
You do too.
Thank you. Both of y'all.
Put that shit on.
You see the muscles coming in? I work out.
You know they say nothing but fat. We start off every episode with a mental health moment. You guys are both in two different fields, but I feel like it doesn't matter what field you're in. Everybody has those moments where you're down, you're depressed, you don't feel like getting up, doing nothing. You know, but you have to do it anyway because you guys are both very determined about the things that you guys do. You're working out and then you boxing, knocking niggas out. How do you guys come up? How do you guys wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I got to hit the gym today. I got to eat my M&Ms and my Snickers to get that protein. Like, how does that come about in the morning?
For me, really, like, just growing up in the ghetto type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the jungles. I bounced from the jungles to the hundreds, you know? So I've been into the A-Trades. So I've been in all the ghettos, you know, in L.A. So it really be on some, like, you know, I want better for my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm 31 now. You feel me? So it's like, after seeing the same shit for so long, it be like, something got to give. This shit got to change. You know what I'm saying? You walking outside, niggas dead at your front step. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you get tired of that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's my motivation. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can, you know, bounce off of that too in a way. Like, the reason, like, I enjoy being a football coach is, like, I tell people all the time, I'm trying to be somebody I needed when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to mold these young men to take a different path that I'm trying to take as of now, a 31-year-old man, like my boy, just trying to do something different with my life. And that the fitness game is like, it's transcended my mind to another whole new level in the sense where if I was doing anything else, I don't think I would be where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like owe it to fitness in a sense.
Facts. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
It's so interesting because you guys are both in like fitness. I mean, you have to do this. Fitness is your lifestyle, but you have to be in shape and do fitness as well because it's a part of your lifestyle as well and your field, your profession. But you over here eating M&Ms and Snickers. Now, I would never, I want to know because I would have never thought a boxer that has have a fight in a week or two, they're going to be eating M&Ms and Snickers. I think they would be eating salads or something like that.
Yeah, I eat real healthy. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, this is how I get through my weight cuts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got a sweet tooth. I love sweet shit, you know what I'm saying? But I got to eat me like two Snickers a day or something. You know what
a day?
Dead ass. I feel it.
I love the Snickers, you know what I'm saying? That's my shit. And the M&Ms, you know, and them little nuts up in there, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. But yeah. But you know what I'm saying? A nigga be needing that, you know what I'm saying? That get me through my... It's like, say if I might go do hot yoga for an hour and 30 minutes, right? I'm in the hot yoga, sweating, right? I'm drenched, losing all this weight, bam. I leave from there, I might take some fruit down, you know what I'm saying? Go to the gym, go work out for like 2 or 3 hours. After that, you know, I'm hungry as fuck, but I can't eat the way I want to eat.
Right.
So I'm going to eat a salad, something that ain't got no taste, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some granola, something. It got a little sweetness to it, but it's like, no, I think
it's a balance.
I'm going to grab this Snicker, you know what I'm saying? That's my thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, I ain't judging. Look, the Snickers go right here.
All of them here.
Nah, but I'm the same way. I was on a bulk for a minute, but I'm on a little cut. But shit, every once in a while, I ain't supposed to. But I be having a little cheat. Shit, I drink a chocolate Oreo milkshake from the habit about 2 times a day.
What?
Yeah, man.
I don't like candy because I don't like cavities and shit like that. So even my boy got the pearly whites over here sitting next to me. I don't know how the nigga doing it, but I can't do the candy shit like that. So I substitute that shit with the milkshake. So it's like it's less harsh on the teeth.
You see why black people begin sugar diabetes?
These motherfuckers up here eating M&Ms and Oreos and cupcakes, motherfucking milkshakes.
Yeah, nah, for real though, I ain't gonna lie.
That
for sure be hitting at a certain part of the night too.
Right.
Okay, well, how often do y'all work out?
Shit, it's an everyday thing. It ain't no days off.
What? Even on Sundays, the weekends?
So on the Sunday, I might just run. That's it.
Shit, for me, Sunday, unless it's football on, I'm in the gym.
Is that before or after church?
Talk about it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that to me.
I'll just have to keep my culture. I bet it,
some random. Have you ever did like some kind of muscle enhancer, steroids? Y'all into that kind of stuff?
Not at all. That's what it's funny. You asked that. Me and my boy, Mr. Fury, we got some shit going on right now. We're trying to put a spotlight on natural bodybuilding.
Okay.
So, you feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like, especially with me being a high school football coach, mm-hmm. it's like these kids that I'm around and shit, they think that I'm on steroids. And mm-hmm. growing up where I'm from, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you can second it. If, as a kid, when I used to see motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what race you were. You was yoked up or you had a nice size too. Steroids never crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. The first thing, maybe the nigga was in a pen or the nigga in jail or something, you know what I'm saying? But never thought steroids. Now the perception of all these kids nowadays, the first thing they think is steroids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And me, like, I'm just trying to give people a new narrative. You know what I'm saying? The steroid game is saturating what fitness really is. You know what I'm saying? It's a mental thing, but people really... It's about an image, about what you can look like, but it's more of what your mental is. Because if you train the mind, the body follows.
Ooh, drop the gems. Okay.
He dropped it on y'all for sure.
And how do you prepare for a fight, Malik? Do you drink strictly water? Are you, you know, cutting off, beating up the yams? How do you prepare for fight weekend?
Yeah, to answer that, I drink probably a whole lot of water. A whole lot of water, and I drink beet juice a lot.
Okay.
I do beet juice and water most of the time. I do these little Celsius. This is my second time having one of them, but it's a little green energy drink. I drink it probably like once a week or something like that. I don't do energy drinks too often. You know what I'm saying? I'm a natural energetic ass person. But training for a fight, I don't have sex. I tried it in the amateurs and it didn't work.
No masturbation?
The nut retention.
None of that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, none of that. Even with like, I would, for this fight, no, because this is an important fight for me. But usually, you know, like, getting ready for a fight, sometimes, I give it to her, you know what I'm saying? But I won't bust. I let her bust in, you feel me?
You're not a selfish nigga. We love that.
You feel me? Yeah, man, if you got a woman, you know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, she got needs too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, realistically, like, that ain't no good thing, though. To be around that, because you put up, you in the mountains somewhere, you know what I'm saying? You in camp. So sex, you don't want to be doing that to yourself, because you're risking too much, especially if you got a big fight on the line. You don't want to be risking having sex with no women. You know?
And no alcohol, nothing. It's kind of like you're fasting.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, none of that.
Okay.
Eat healthy. I don't eat no fast food. All my meals is home-cooked meals, you know what I'm saying? So
you meal prep?
Yeah.
What you make?
So yesterday and day before I ate... light greens, rice, corn, and filet of sole. Before that, it was salmon, kale. Okay. I forgot what the fuck in there, but I do like nothing like a big ass plate of Brussels sprouts or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep it like simple like that. You feel me?
You like Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Mm-hmm. No, bacon. Come on. Come on.
I don't eat red meat or pork.
I don't eat red meat or pork. What's going on? People not eating pork.
I love a pig. Oink, oink.
So much. I love me some bacon.
I did too, but shit, I had to cut that shit out. Shit, I don't know. I just feel like I ain't as groggy after I eat when I eat. Like, I only eat chicken, fish, or turkey meat.
On the real.
So, it's all the protein I eat. Ain't funny as a motherfucker.
Okay. Next. Yeah, okay.
Ah, y'all got me. Y'all funny as... I mean, shit, I had to change. I had to switch it up. I was on that shit for too much. I was leaving the gym. When I first got into the gym, I was leaving the gym, going to In-N-Out probably like for a whole... 2-3 months straight eating In-N-Out burgers, calling that protein and
me.
It's like that, I had to. Mm-mm. So now I don't eat red meat, no pork, no none of that. And bacon was my shit. I wake up in the morning and make breakfast. I'm eating making like 8 pieces of bacon with 2 pieces.
Give me good 5. Like, bacon. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
you've been delivered from bacon. Thank good. I'm good for you, darling. So we're talking. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're talking about prepared, how you prepare for fights. But since we're already talking about you, about like your fight status, all that stuff, when you're on a ring, you boxing, and you know, you're getting ready, you're getting in the zone, do you think of somebody that pissed you off? Do you think about a situation? Do you, all the anger? Do you think of trauma?
I did all
You know what's crazy? Like, that's crazy you said that. Like, you think about something to piss you off, or like, that ain't what boxing is. You feel me? Like, you don't fight off anger. Mm. When you fight off anger, that's going to make it a long night for you. You feel me? Okay. Unless you just a knockout artist, and that's just what, you want some Mike Tyson shit out here. If you're not on that, then I advise don't fight off of anger. You feel me? Me personally, I go in there and I have fun. You feel me? That's how I look at it. Like, I look at it like, when I'm fighting you, I'm not even looking you dead in your eyes. I'm looking at you right here. And I'm like, it's like, I'm just like, oh, let me see what I get. Oh, I touched you. Oh, I touched you. Oh, bitch, you didn't touch me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's fun about getting hit? I'd be ready to knock a nigga out. What's going on?
I don't get hit like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't get hit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, if we be honest.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's a flex.
I don't get touched a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
Even in my sparring sessions, only time that you gonna touch me a lot is if I sit on the ropes and let you bang on me. If it ain't that, you're not gonna touch me like that.
Mm. Wow.
How much do y'all weigh?
Right now, I'm at 178.
78. I'm like 154 right now.
Who will win out of y'all two fighting? Whoa. I'm just saying.
she asked the boxer and the bodybuilder. Come on, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, no.
Is he heavier than him? Right. No, but he's a boxer.
Don't you have to fight people that are in your...
Right, you can't street fight, right?
But look, but it don't... That's it don't even matter. Yeah, like, this, that's just
there's a difference between street fighting and boxing.
For
boxing
sure,
is a
this
technique.
Nigga knows some shit that I don't know. Yeah. And I will say, on the streets, I run any nigga hands,
okay.
But a boxer, it's a little different. I'm not saying
just a throw out,
no, for sure, but you know what I'm saying? But this nigga probably got some shit that I, you know what I'm saying?
Did you bring the gloves?
It's a difference,
man. We forgot those two. We just fucking with
you. What's that?
We got some gloves.
Just, y'all retarded as hell, man.
So what are some mistakes that you made starting out that you wish you would have avoided?
I would have avoided mistakes. I would say, like, really half stepping. Like, once I stepped in the gym, you know, like, it was like, I'm gonna take this full fledged. But at the same time, some days it was like, man, fuck this shit. Like, you hear people say, like, doing the right thing, it get boring, right? Like, that shit do get boring. You feel me? So it'd be like, you miss that outside, some excitement, some street shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes it'd be like, when I'm outside, and then that one day you go outside, some shit might happen, and you're like, oh, fuck, now I gotta get bailed out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Some dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like when you... Especially if you take your craft serious and you're trying to do something with it, don't half step. I say dedicate all your time to that and don't do bullshit outside of that. You feel me? But besides that, I don't want to say I got no regrets. You know, I learn from everything I do. So, you feel me?
Right.
I like that.
I ain't got too many regrets.
Okay.
Shit, for me, it wasn't... When I got into the fitness shit, I was already going through some shit. So, this shit was already a let out for me. So, I didn't have no, like... Nothing trying to sidetrack me from what I was trying to do. I knew fitness was going to be what brought me back out of the darkness I was dealing with. So, in a sense, like me, I don't have no regrets because, like, or I wouldn't switch anything up because what I was already doing, I feel like, is why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I was just waiting for my journey and everything to align itself, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm happy to where, you know, see where I'm at to this day.
Right.
Where I've come from, this shit is you've seen the shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of the shit that I've posted about when I was going through my divorce. So just to look at myself in the mirror.
You went through a divorce. I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
You was married?
Yeah.
He blessed right now. He blessed right now.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Moving right along. They're done now.
Was she black?
Huh? Nah, she was Hispanic.
I knew you didn't date no black girl. Crazy. I just can't.
Stop it.
What's going on?
Stop
that's wild.
It. Stop it.
That's wild.
Hey, love is
nah,
love.
But look,
ain't nothing you know. Love
this was me before. Let me see.
Because you was contacting me about coming on a pod, so about your story, so we want to hear it. So
yeah.
Let me know.
So shit. 2019, I went through a divorce. I went through a divorce, and that shit kind of like fucked me up
mentally. How long were you married for?
I was married for like 5 years. I was with her for like 7, 8 years.
How old are you?
I'm 31, about to be 32.
Why you get married so young?
Shit, I was one of them niggas in high school. I was a football stud, you know what I'm saying? So I went to college, all that. So when I met her, I felt like I found the one.
Oh.
I don't got kids, so I kind of lucked up out of that situation in a sense, but it still mentally fucked me up. But I tell people all the time, like, I'm grateful and thankful for what I went through because it made me who I am today. And I came out of that shit 10 times stronger mentally, physically, everything that I can think of, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm definitely grateful for that shit.
So 5 years, married, no kids. What's going on with them soldiers or something?
Nothing going on with them soldiers. The motherfuckers just know what to do. They, you feel me? We on a mission.
Okay.
They know. Hey. They know the soldier that's carrying them. You feel me? Fuck you talking about shit.
These niggas be lying out here talking about it was pre-cum, baby. Bro, every time I got a woman pregnant, I knew I nutted to her.
How many girls you got pregnant?
It's been 3 in total.
And they decide to get rid of it? Because you ain't got no kids.
One had an abortion and 2 had miscarriage.
Oh, Lord.
It just wasn't meant.
It sure wasn't. Okay.
At the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking about, like, if you my bitch, we ain't no condoms. And I ain't slipped up once. When I did, it was like, oh, I think I did it. And every time it was that. You feel me? So I don't believe in that pre-cum shit. These niggas be lying.
Yeah, that sound like my cousin. That nigga, I ain't gonna put his business on how many kids you got. But after like the second one, I remember that nigga kept telling me, like, yeah, man, the condom broke. I'm like, look, man, I'm not your mama. Like, stop lying to me. Like,
you're not lying, Chris.
I am not your mama, bro. Like,
not the condom, bro.
So exactly. What's your status now? Single, dating, relationship?
I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, me too. Relationship.
Black girls?
I got a white girl right
now. You got to slow it down. Something is not adding. What's up? You don't like black girls?
I love black women.
So why you keep dating out of race?
It's just what suits me right now.
That's your preference?
Nah, it ain't.
Ain't nothing wrong with that shit, my nigga.
They say...
Malik, you need to cut it out.
You guys know that...
Look at the lake.
They say darker the berry, sweeter the juice.
Right. What is
when you date a white girl.
Uh-huh. I had a white girl too, shit. Like, I mean, racist.
Okay,
shit.
And that's fine. So I want to know, how's that juice?
It's good.
Okay. So you see marriage in her?
Huh?
Marriage? Would you remarry again?
We ain't getting married ever again. The marriage shit ain't gonna never happen again.
Have you met her family?
Does she know that?
Does her family know about you?
She know this shit.
Does her family know about you? Like, you're African American?
Yeah.
Okay. Making sure. I'm just making sure she ain't got her family in Alabama and they don't know about you. You gotta go hold
on. No, she from Chicago.
Oh, she from Chi-Town. She a little feisty?
Yeah, she got a little, you know what I'm saying, to her. Her mom was like, you from your part of the mob and shit like that. You know, some mob peoples.
Right. So you have a girlfriend. You're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
So
how long you been in a relationship?
Okay.
Because you never post her. I thought she was single as a motherfucking drink.
You know what's crazy? I do. You probably just don't want to
see her. No, I see everything. You don't post her.
I post her.
You don't post yours either.
Yeah. Well, you know, you
can post her.
Look, if y'all don't stop that shit.
Hey, right, come on, Rebecca.
I wouldn't either.
Are you funny?
No,
fuck.
We ain't judging y'all.
Funny as fuck.
A lot of Jews, and you know what I mean? You already know what I like. But a lot of Jews, when they have a female, right? Mm-hmm. I just want to know from you guys, when your girl steps outside, do you guys have like a certain dress code? Because I see a lot of brothers that be like, yo, you can't, what you got on? Like, where you think you going? Like, are you guys good with your girls leaving, looking sexy if they're going out with their girls for a girl's night out?
Do your thing.
They can show ass, a little bit of titties, you know?
Are you a secure man?
We ain't showing no ass.
Do your thing.
Okay.
We ain't doing that.
No booty meat?
No, we ain't doing no
booty okay.
meat.
Okay.
Not me.
Okay. What can she have on?
I mean, you could be sexy. I mean, but it's showing.
You checking her at the door?
Titties. I mean, I ain't checking her. She gonna know. She know what to wear and what not to.
It's the boundaries in the beginning.
Yeah, I ain't no beginner shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? Nah, look, like, we going to a pool or a beach, so, you know, that's cool. You know, you can wear all the sexy shit you want, but, you know, when you stepping out, I feel because sometimes a woman might put herself in a situation, right? Because there's some disrespectful-ass niggas out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you got your ass out, some niggas take that
as... just grab it. Oh, I can feel
me?
On me.
She with the business. You know what I'm saying?
She want a nigga to grab it.
And if you might turn him... Okay. She might turn him down, and a nigga might still grab it, you know? And then that's going to turn, you know?
Malik.
And, yeah, you feel me? And I don't... And at the end of the day, it ain't even about, like, Like, nigga, you all on my... It's the disrespect.
That is disrespectful.
Especially if she turns you down and you still doing little weird shit. It's like, bro, stay in your place, my nigga, and you don't know where that could lead to. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, me, I'd rather you not put yourself in that situation.
Because it'll put us.
Yeah, it ain't gonna put us in the situation. Yeah, I know where I'm willing to take shit over who I love. You get me? Who I fuck with. That's girl or family or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, no, we ain't doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing that.
Respect.
Yeah,
I respect that. I know you ain't got no problem with Rebecca leaving the house.
No ass.
She got on her sundress and her Jesus sandals. Woo. And y'all go, y'all just joking. I'm fucking. If you watching the podcast, what's up, babes? You know, we just being ignorant. Go ahead.
Okay, let's switch it a little bit. Okay. So, your content, all we see is boxing, fighting, all we see is working out. What do y'all really do for fun?
Let you go.
Shit, that shit is fun. Besides that, I really ain't doing shit, to be honest with you. if I ain't in the gym, I'm on the football field with the kids. To be honest with you, if I'm not in the gym, I'm on the football field with the kids.
Are you coaching?
Yeah.
High school? Mm-hmm. High school?
Varsity, yeah.
Oh, you coach varsity? What school?
West Ranch up in Santa Clarita.
Oh, wow. Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
So it's no lounges. It's no concerts. It's no throwing axes. It's no bowling. Nothing.
Traveling.
Shit, right. Every once in a while, me and my boy, we'll go out to, we go out to, when we travel, we go to work out. Shit, that's the shit. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Get the fuck out of my studio. You guys go travel to go work out?
Man, right now, what I'm got going on, man, I'm really serious about what I'm doing. So until I reach them heights, it ain't shit stopping what I don't give a fuck.
Okay, you determined.
That shit
can
sound funny to whoever it want to be. Not like that, but I don't give a fuck who it's.
We're not
funny.
Making fun of you.
No, I'm not. I know who y'all is, but I'm just saying, because there's other motherfuckers that don't, you and me, respect.
Look at
I
your close up and let
don't
them know.
Respect what I got going on, you know what I'm saying? So for the motherfuckers that know, look, you'll see where this shit gonna take off in a few years. So I'm saying just pipe down and enjoy the show. Mm. But on some real shit, that's all I got. I'm focused on right now.
When you're not coaching, when you're not in the gym lifting weights for 3 hours, what do you like to do that makes you happy?
Shit, chilling with my little dog, my Frenchie.
Oh, you got a Frenchie?
There we go.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like to cook? Do you know how to cook?
Oh, I meal prep all my shit.
So, okay, so your free time, you also like to cook.
Shit, I'm a, like, well, I ain't gonna lie, I love to cook. I mean, but shit, y'all ask me, like, that ain't some shit I really like to do, though. Like, I just do it because I got to eat, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I just picture you waking up, going to the gym, going to football practice, going home, taking a shower, do the same shit the next day. I just want to know, do you live a regular life?
Right.
Like, okay, so you want to know the routine for me? So
absolutely.
I wake up in the morning, figure out what the fuck we about to probably live for the day. You know what I'm saying? Go downstairs, I eat my food, I call my boy. Wake his ass up, because this nigga usually wake up late as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So I let him know I'm about to start getting ready. I go back upstairs, start getting ready. I eat, go to the gym. I come back to the house, let my dog out. And that's why I'm going to the school. No, I'm going to the school. And I'm on the field for a few hours, and I'm back to the house. I don't do shit, bro.
You just be chilling. This is your schedule.
Respect.
I mean, shit, to be honest with you, shit, when I was in high school, shit, I didn't live all that street life. Like, I didn't did all the party in the club. That shit don't entice me no more, because I wish it didn't entice me when I was that young, because I would have had a lot more money in my pocket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now a nigga trying to be more smarter and wiser of what I'm got going on. That's why I'm saying I'm focused on what I'm doing right now, because I'm focused, you know what I'm saying?
Round of applause to you. You're the type of man that needs to be in a relationship, because you really not outside being a little hoe. That's a blessing.
You ain't doing
for real.
Shit.
We need more men like you.
Malik, what you do for fun?
Same as my boy. I work out. I mean, I go bowling here and there, shoot some pool, you know, shit like that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, literally, like, it's working out, you know what I'm saying? And I got a business, you know what I'm saying? So my time is everything revolves around the business and boxing.
Let's talk about you're part owner of Club Soul in Carson, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
So Soul, it's a people to come in and be like, oh, this is a club. You know what I'm saying? I got a full stock bar, lounge furniture. It's dope as fuck. You know, projector screens everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So basically we running out for private events. We don't really do too much public shit. We do a little R&B night every once in a while. But I don't, me personally, I don't think we should do nothing publicly like that, especially for the young crowd, because we're young motherfuckers coming to bullshit. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to keep this shit grown and sexy. You know what I'm saying? Right. And keep it how it is. It's cool. It's in Carson. It's ducked off. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. And you know, when you got something that's going, like, on some L.A. shit, all the young motherfuckers coming, then eventually, you know, you get the crowds and they get the mixing, and damn, next thing you know, bam, shit popping off up in there. And I'm not going for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'd rather keep it private events only. You know what I'm saying? And when your people's having their parties up there, then you pull up. But you can have anything, baby shower, you know, because we got two sides. You know what I'm saying? One is 21 and over because it's a full board, and the other side is all ages. You know what I'm saying? So we could do baby showers, whatever you want to do, any type of event. I'm going to just put it like
birthday,
that. Any type of event. You feel me? Art shows, all that type of shit.
Mm-hmm. What's the website?
Goodomens.com.
Okay. I'll put it in the description box. So if you guys want to book that for you guys' future events in Carson, California, y'all go ahead and do it. Yeah, don't be cheap now.
For sure.
Yeah, don't be cheap. And don't ask for no discounts because you're not getting one.
That's out. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't getting one.
Let a black man get his.
Malik, you were
that
also
fake ass voice on.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You worry about that fake ass leather jacket, darling.
Fake ass jewelry. Come on.
It sure is from Shein.
Yes, it is.
Where's your shirt from?
Fashion.
Funny as fuck.
Okay, anyways. Malik, you were involved in a gang. You made it out.
Yeah.
How did you get the inspiration to say, I want better for myself?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, seeing your mama, you know what I'm saying, deal with so much pain, like literally, like that's something that kind of like damn, like, because I got multiple brothers, you know what I'm saying, and they in prison right now, you know what I'm saying? One came home, did 23 years, and went right back.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll be the one there to get to see the stress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I never really noticed when I was young because the nigga was doing so much. It was like I never paid, you know what I'm saying, when I'm doing the hurting on mine to afterwards when I start doing the boxing shit. And I'm going to just touch on this, right? So one of my other brothers, he got all day. You feel me? They sentenced him to like 190 years of life or something like that.
Mm.
You feel me? So, right, his daughter was 2 years old when he went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in order for us to get custody of her, I had to do like drug abuse classes, parenting. Cause you know, I ain't no shame in my game. I done did all that shit. Pills, coke, crystal, all that. Mm. But you would never tell. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, at that time that was one of them times when it was like, you know, I'm
right
full fledged on what I'm doing. And when that happened,
Crystal is crazy. I'm
sorry. It's the truth, though. It's the truth.
Crystal is crazy.
It's the truth, man. Hey, it's the truth. You hear me?
Bro. That's my bad. I can hold it in. Why did you do that?
Why? Let what? This nigga tell his story. Stop.
That's next level. I mean, a little coke here and there, okay. But Crystal, nigga?
Yeah.
The only Crystal look, I know of are the Stones.
Right.
That's the ones he talking about.
It looks just like that. Yes. You crush that shit up and, you know what I'm saying? Gosh. You do it like it's coke. You know what I'm
saying?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm so glad you have changed. You are like reformed.
Yeah. You would never know. Like, it's crazy. Look, I look younger now than I used to look when I was younger. Because at this time, I'm 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young nigga. You know what I'm saying? And basically, what happened is her mama went to the pen too, so they both in jail. But she ended up leaving her with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't it. That wasn't the right situation. And then the peoples ended up snatching her. So she ended up going to like a little foster type shit. And it was like, we wasn't having that. So we got a lawyer. And the lawyer like, look, like, in order for you to get custody of her, it was a lot of more shit. I ain't gonna go in all on camera.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right.
But, you know, the lawyer was like, hey, this is what you gonna have to do. Because if you don't do this, she can't come live with y'all. You feel me? So it was like, fuck. Like, I gotta stop what I'm doing. You know what? So a nigga start doing the classes and bam, boom. Like, I start boxing. You know? We ain't getting all that either. But it was a situation. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers know I can fight. So it was like, look, bro, you need to do this. Like, fuck all that shit. I'll do this. You know what I'm saying? So I started doing the boxing. So that kind of kept my mind for a minute. It kept my mind off of the drugs and all that. You know what I'm saying? So once we got custody of her, I was knee deep in already. It's like, now I'm in love with this shit, so I'm not going to stop, right? And basically, got custody of her, and it was just like, you got all these people in your family, right? In your immediate family, and it's like, who doing something, though? You get me? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody on Section 8, everybody getting food stamps. It's the same, like, me personally, it's like, bro, I want something better. Like,
break
this ain't it.
Curses.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to break them generational curses. Like, that shit not it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, $220 a month? Right. What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? What a two? I thought that, hey, look, I'm thinking it's cool. I'm like, what the fuck? No, this is out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm good. Once I left that alone, I left that where it was at. You know what I'm saying? But
there's people right now listening to podcasts that are on drugs right now. They're probably sipping a line of coke as you're
speaking. Crystal.
And Crystal. I have a friend that's dealing with that. She wants rehab. She wants rehab. I have a friend that does drugs. She wants rehab. So I think it's so inspirational for you to come on a podcast and for you to be deep into
and
drugs
so
like that.
Vulnerable.
Right. And to come out and be where you are now, really taking things serious, eating M&M's and Snickers, no alcohol, just drinking water.
Right.
Like, that's a blessing for real.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, that's a big respect because a lot of men are not going to talk about the things that they've been through like that.
No, they won't.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you said that with your chest and you mentioned it. And it's also, it's just so great. I love
that. Yeah, I don't give a fuck because it's like I said, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Like, it's a lot of
people out now. Here.
Look. Look, y'all heard that. Whatever you well. So look, it's a lot of people out here, right? Like, I have conversations with individuals that want to change their situations, right? And it's a lot of niggas in the streets that be like, damn, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. But like, mentally, it's like, well, damn, they gonna look at me this type of way. Like, it's like, bro, you give a fuck about what these niggas, what they doing? Yes. You know what I'm saying? What they doing?
That part.
It takes a while to get that confidence.
And look, you went to the and got knocked. Niggas watch you get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, come on, bro. Like, is that really the life you want to live? I know I don't. I like cash. I like having a nice shit. You know what I'm saying? Go out with my women. You know what I'm saying? I like having a good time. But who want to be dealing with this shit forever?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but you got to change eventually. Some gonna have to give,
right?
Or it's gonna be the same shit. I mean, not like that, but look and nip, like, you know what I'm saying? And it right there, you did all this good shit for your community, right? And look,
it'll turn on
right there though, like right there. And it's like, bro, for me, that's no. And as far as drug wise, you can't tell nobody what to do. Like, oh, look, you gotta leave this alone. Get off of that. You can't do that. They gotta be ready.
Yes,
they gotta be ready. So when I stopped doing the drugs, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not thinking you could piss dirty for alcohol. So when they I turned to the bottle. You know what I'm saying? And I'm testing it. Hey, you dirty for alcohol? I'm like, hell, I don't even, nigga, you dirty for alcohol. So I'm like, damn, all right, try it again. Bam. Hey, one more time, you're gonna get kicked out. You can't get custody of your niece. You feel me? So it's like, damn. You gotta want that shit for yourself. Yeah. My advice, like, to people that's on drugs, like, if you got family members on drugs, all you could do is lead them and tell them, like, look, bro, like, I don't want to see you like this, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but this
let
what I
the person know you care at the end of the day.
Yeah, let them know you care. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Were you ever on drugs or anything?
Shit, going through that divorce, I fucked with coke. I fucked with a little bit of, you know what I'm saying?
I
partied. I'm not going.
Not you smiling, reminiscing.
Shit, I was lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, that was a good time being lost and shit until I found myself. But I definitely was doing a lot of traveling, doing a lot of party shit. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, you eventually wake yourself up. You know what I'm saying? I know it took me a while, but when I finally came to, shit, this is the product of it. You know what I'm saying? So. It ain't nothing besides weed that I do now, and it ain't nothing on this world or nobody in this world that can make me do anything or try anything, because I'm too happy and satisfied with who I am now. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was definitely in a dark place, so I was weak enough to try the shit that I was doing, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's the only reason a motherfucker even get on drugs, because they weak-minded at the time.
That's
but true. Not everybody can overcome that certain obstacle of getting off of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people are a little deeper in their thoughts than other people. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I've always had a confidence in myself where I ain't never gonna let nothing like keep me down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've always been able to overcome anything in my life. So when I came out of this shit, it was, like I said, it was the greatest shit I've ever overcame in a sense.
That's awesome. Y'all really let people know that change can happen and it starts with you.
For sure.
It do.
She said, this starts with you.
Okay, so we're going to play off the dribble. Usually we do out of the box where I bring the freaky questions, but I forgot them today.
Damn. Oh, ain't nothing like a little freaky question. That would have been kind of, you know.
Well, I mean, I can ask you some questions.
Uh-oh,
okay, yeah.
Shoot it. Run it then.
Been waiting for this moment, the moment you walk in. Go ahead, darling.
No, we're going to do off the dribble. These are like regular questions.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so for both of y'all, just answer whatever comes to your head. Biggest age gap that you'll allow for a relationship?
Shit, the one I'm in right now.
What's the age difference?
I think 17 years. She older than me, though.
You going with a white old woman?
I ain't mad at you. Do your thing.
We love Meredith.
Do your thing.
Does she have good credit? Does she take care of your bills?
Oh, my God.
We love a sugar mama.
She's staying with you. You staying with her.
Man.
She pay that car note.
Nah,
or did you drive her whip here?
Okay.
You know they go to some fancy steakhouse in Beverly Hills.
Did she cook for you?
Oh, shit.
How does she wash her chicken?
See, I ain't going to lie. That's... I do all the cooking.
You the cook. Like,
oh, okay.
That's, like, I need that black shit.
That's definitely me.
What's something you guys used to be insecure about or self-conscious about that you're not anymore? Yeah.
That's a good one. I always been nigga with confidence.
Yeah, but see, before I got braces, I had a fucked up ass smile. Maybe that. Mm.
You know what? Maybe. That's crazy as fuck.
Maybe for the braces. Hey. Boy. Boy, them braces, boy, that shit was terrible. Yeah. It's fucked.
You smile like that.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
You feel me?
That mouth, keep that mouth shut.
The only difference is he could close his, right? I can close. My teeth been this size since I was in elementary school. So I had a big ass, and the gap was like crazy. Look, I'm not playing. If you see my pictures, that nigga, no man, like, you feel me? Hey, I was an ugly little black ass. That used to call me teeth. You feel me? But
the buck teeth.
But after a while, I cannot make this shit up. My family reunion, it was in Detroit. We went to Detroit, right? And it was a picture of me, right? My elementary school. And they was like, what did they say? Said, man, look, just smile for the camera. And, you know, I'm, like, trying to get my shit together, right? Like, and literally, I burst out crying. Fuck, like, and they, like, what's wrong with this boy? I'm, like, I don't know how to smile. You feel me? And in the middle of me, he snapped the picture. And that was my picture. And they played that shit big as fuck on the screen. And our friendly picnic, I started crying. I'm hot. You feel me? I'm hot. You feel me? I'm mad as hell. Yeah, but, yeah, I was a little T, little boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, man, little munchies. Muncher. Yeah.
Okay. Does a woman's body count matter?
If you got 20 bodies, I can't do you, baby.
Yeah, but I say, yeah, like.
So y'all really asking a woman how many niggas did you?
That's why I say it's like, yeah, no, because we don't go into it asking, but you can.
Look, he got right up here. I'm going to start speaking to tongues.
You
know,
no.
It got a little serious.
Like, you felt that in your spirit, huh?
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. It's just like...
You can't be out here fucking the host.
Yeah,
city.
You letting
but
a lot of...
you with an old woman. You don't know what she done been through.
She was married for 20 years, love.
Did she cheat?
From what I know, no. She got three kids, so she didn't cheat.
Oh, three kids. Oh, wow.
She was a housewife.
She was put up.
Okay.
She was put up.
She's a kept woman.
So, you feel me? I'm actually showing her some new shit.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. You can ask the last one. I'm not asking that.
Oh, okay. So recently, I had been talking to this dude or whatever. He be sending me these videos. Like, you know them videos. And I'm like, I'm older now, so it don't really turn me on like it would do back in the day. Do y'all keep videos like that in your phone?
Hell no. Well, like playing, nigga, playing with himself?
Like, yeah, like he was going crazy. And I'm just like, oh.
For what?
But I fuck with young niggas, though, so maybe that's why. But I'm like 32, so it wasn't really like, oh. But I was just like, oh.
Now, what you're supposed to do is when y'all fucking, record that. And okay, he could send that when he wants you to think about something. You give him, that's my, you know, we send you a little video. Look at this, baby. While you at work or something. Ooh.
You get me? Yeah, like, get you a little twinkle before you get home type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can see that. But yeah, nah, I don't. That's some young shit, for sure.
Yeah, y'all in the BBWs?
I'm into whatever.
Yeah, I like ass. I like ass.
I like women.
Yeah, my woman, she
if I was
ass.
Single, I would, you definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you like ass? Like your girl, woman's ass?
I love ass.
You love ass? Y'all eat ass?
That ass?
We need more men like
that.
Look.
Do I?
Boy.
Do I?
Do I?
He said, where the groceries
he's
at?
He's really excited about it. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like,
look, shit, if you don't know, do it, somebody will do.
You know, eating ass is like becoming a popular thing now. Like, man, I've been doing this shit since motherfucking sixth grade. You hear me? Like this, I'm an ass man. You know?
Oh, okay.
Just being honest. I'm sorry. I'm an ass man.
Yeah.
What's y'all favorite positions?
I like doggy, or
I can see you just wow.
Yeah. Or you know when you got doggy right, but then you like the man, that nigga. I just lay back right.
Yeah.
And then she just got the legs over underneath there and just ride, and I can just you know that's the one I like.
Mm. Is Katie here to demonstrate?
Katie, where you at?
Where you at?
Wow.
Malik, what's your favorite position?
Yeah, I like everything, but I like that ass though. I want to see that ass.
You stuck on that ass, boy.
The girls in her ass too, or just eat it?
I feel like a lot of girls don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's an uncomfortable thing for a lot of these little females. You know what I'm saying?
They just don't know how to properly do it.
If you just
send her my way,
fucking dick in their ass. That's ridiculous.
They go to it hurt. So no, it's cool. You know, I just hit it from the back and play with the asshole or something. You know.
Little finger, but not no whole penis. That's sick.
Yeah. Okay, so what's next for y'all? What's going on? You got a fight coming up. Let people know. Can we pull up? Can we get a ticket?
Hell yeah, y'all can pull up, man. I'm fighting for my first title fight. It's for WBF, World Boxing Federation. Fight on March 23rd. It's gonna be at St. Bosco High School. We went out to school. Yeah, it's gonna be lit, man. It's my 13, 14, 15, 16. So this is my 16th or 17th fight. I got one draw, one loss. I'm 14-0, so.
What happened on that loss?
So, you know, I'm going to take accountability.
Oh,
you know, I could blame the referee. I could blame, you know, I could say a lot of shit, but I'm not going to blame him. You know what I'm saying? Scorecards, I won 8 rounds in that fight. You feel me? I outboxed him. And he caught me. He beat me to a punch. I went for an upper. He went for an overhand. And he caught me with that. It kind of stunned me. So when it stunned me, he hit me again. But when he hit me again, that kind of like, I snapped out of that shit and I jumped on the ropes. And you know what you don't supposed to do is jump on the ropes. Wow. You get me? Because when you jump on the ropes, that's a fighter's, like I just told y'all earlier, like, if I get on the ropes, that's when a nigga going, So, you know, he got to doing that, and I'm slipping and shit, and he hit me, but then he missed, and then he way over here, and I'm looking at him like, come on, bitch, do it again. And, you know, he came back, and the referee just, hey, that's it. You know, we're two undefeated fighters, though. You get me? So I feel like, you know, for two undefeated motherfuckers, you don't stop no fight like that. You supposed to let us fight. Let that nigga drop me or something. Know for sure that I'm fucked up, because when you waved your hand, you see how hey, what the fuck you doing? You know what I'm saying? Look you dead in your eyes. And the referee comes in your dressing room and tell you, if you can't comprehend what I'm saying, if you can't look me in my eyes and give me eye contact, I'm stopping the fight. So that was my first reaction. What you doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What you stopping the fight for? And he couldn't even look me in my eyes. So I was like, you know, but at the end of the day, it's my fault because I shouldn't have gotten that rope. You get me? Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. But we're going to fight again. We're supposed to fight. I'm going to do this fight and possibly two more dudes in the city that I want to fight.
Okay.
And then fight him. You know, and that's going to be a big fight. People want to see that.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to be there.
Yeah. No, be at this one because this is history. This belt I'm fighting for, James Toney won this belt. Roy Jones Jr. won this belt, and a few other names that.
How much are the tickets?
They range from like 75 to like 250, 300 or something.
You want
to
get a ticket, Jacob, and go?
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, just pull up on me. Hit me. Maybe.
Your girl going to be there?
Yeah, she going to be there. Okay. Of course, she going to rap first row. Hey, that's daddy. Daddy. You know, she going to be there.
Yeah. What's next for you? What can we look forward to?
Shit, June 22nd, me and my boy doing our first bodybuilding show. Riverside, so
for man, me, both y'all got great shit coming up.
Yeah, so that'll be the first time I actually get on stage and
do all that shit, that Arnold Schwarzenegger
all
shit.
All that Arnold Schwarzenegger shit.
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga, I be practicing that shit. When I be in the gym, they be like, "What the fuck you doing, Malik?" You know what I'm saying? When I be putting my little shit on, I be
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you gotta show your shit off a little bit, but me and my boy, we definitely we going to compete. We thought it was a natural bodybuilding competition, but to our surprise, we going against people that's gonna be on shit, but. He was a little nervous. I thought that nigga, I said, that's even better for us. I said, because when we get on that stage and do what I plan on doing, nigga, it's going to put us at a higher level than I even thought. You know what I'm saying? So I just plan on trying to really take over this bodybuilding shit from a different angle. You know what I'm saying? So
I want to point something out with him though, real quick. You know what I'm saying? I never met my boy before, but he got the right mindset for what he's doing. You feel me? Like, you speaking a lot of your shit into existence. And I fuck with that. You feel me? Because I be on some law of attraction shit. Everything I did, everything I'm doing, I say I'm going to do it before I do it.
Real shit.
You get me? And I fuck with that. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
We need that.
You know, not even to keep it going, but like when these gentlemen walk past me, we was outside, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my car doing my thing with my boy. They walk past us. And you know, most of the niggas in LA, you feel me? They walk past, they get these.
I was
ready to be on my toes when these niggas walk by just because I know what area we in a sense. When you see, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas walk by, what's up, champ? How y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? And that type of shit, like, I feed off that energy. That shit's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't get that enough. Mm-hmm. There's too many black men in this world where you feel like niggas is too much in competition, bro. Competition is at the bottom.
Come on.
Collaboration is at the
top.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely got respect for you, my nigga. Sure. No shit. Yeah,
we need more black men like that. Monty, Tavion, Jacquees to do better. That was amazing. We had a couple of men like on a podcast together, but we never had them embrace each other. Like, you know, pour back into each other like the way that you guys did.
Yeah, man, we need that. That man.
We need to see that type of shit, more like man. That.
And that's what the younger crowd need to see because we had a fucked up generation. But this generation up under us is...
Oh, it's total.
These niggas is
It's just
different.
Like, shit, if we don't look out for each other, who gonna do it?
Yeah.
Shit, because we don't even... Half our own culture don't even look out for us. You think them white motherfuckers gonna do it?
No, me.
You think the Mexicans gonna do it? Right. So come on, like, if we just don't do it, like, we gotta do the same thing these motherfuckers been doing for years, keeping it full circle.
Yeah.
For real, right.
Fuck,
come on.
We need to be putting our own...
We kill off each other too much, man, like... I ain't trying to get off subject, but my neighbor, you feel me? Like, this just happened, January to, like, mid-January. And I caught the flu doing that shit. I'm fresh out of this. I already feel sick. I had a fight in February. I had to cancel that fight due to this situation. You know what I'm saying? Get out the shower. Nigga, lay down. Bum, 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 bum. I'm like, ooh, what the fuck? Grab my shit. Hey, who up in? Y'all here? Yeah. But when I go out there, it's my neighbor. He out there laid, stretched out. And it's like, bro, what the fuck happened to you? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, like, wouldn't nobody even come outside to help my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And stayed out there and held him, like to the put pressure on his wounds. He was hit so many times. And I'm just focused on the shit that's up here.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, bro, bring me some towels. You feel me? Bring me some towels. But y'all go back in the house, though. Because I don't know what the situation is. But I'm going to help this motherfucker. Because you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I know him. I'm not just going to leave him out here to bleed out. I don't care what the situation is. I'm going to try what I can to help you to the paramedics and get here. And that's
shit.
I feel like that's fucked up. Because if it was me and that, you know what I'm saying?
I want
like,
somebody to do it for me.
Help me, my nigga. Like, don't look at me and just let me sit here and die. You get what I'm saying? Because it's cold as hell.
That's a fucked up ass feeling, homie.
Fucked up feeling.
You need deliverance now. Like, no, I'm taking to the king on Sunday. Okay.
You need more stand up men, man.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Can we see that body?
Hell yeah, y'all can see the body, man. What's happening? Look at him. He says,
this, ladies, enjoy. Okay.
Get Roxy try to act like she ain't Nikki. I'm just kidding.
This part is for the ladies. I would look, Amber.
Fuck it. You know?
Sorry!
Ladies, I just my hair looking motherfucking mess. I had an afro before I came.
Tanisha, be sure you get a close up on these men.
But no.
I'm gonna take my shirt off next.
that's the bodybuilder side. Ooh. And it's your boxing side. You know what I'm saying? This full fledged right here shape. This fighting shape right here. You hear me?
It's 31 Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. You know what I'm saying?
It's fighting shape.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm ready for whatever.
So am I, shit. So am I, yes, Lord. Well,
this has been another amazing episode
this
of the
called
Just
Years
Us,
of Work, man. You hear me? Years
Just Us right Podcast. Yeah, yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Jacob Willis.
And it's your girl, Just Living Baby.
And we may or may not see you next week. Ciao for now, darling.